Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Allison needs your help. She wants to know if she is required to warn this bride about the groom's cold feet. Once you hear from her, we want to hear from you. 404-263-0941.
This is a gear that I don't think dudes have.
You guys just mind your own business?
It's not a mind your own business. I just don't think guys think to insert themselves. Like, y'all remember yesterday?
I don't know about that. Some guys are meddling.
It's not meddling. Like, I love gossip as much as the next person, right? I made no beef about that. I like the gossip. But what I don't do is the interrogation stuff. So the other day when I came in here, like, I had, like, a little bit of gossip, and I told y'all. I'm like, hey, did you hear this? Blah. You guys are like, oh, why did that happen? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I didn't think to ask.
I know. There's not enough follow-up questions. Like, when you get a nugget, you have to put on your woman hat and ask more follow-up questions.
And that's about to get Allison in so much trouble.
Hey, Allison, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, so what's going on with this bride and groom?
Okay, so this is my boyfriend's best friend.
Boyfriend's best friend. Got it.
Yeah, and he's about to get married. He gets married in like 2 weeks, like the wedding's super soon. And he came over last night, and he was a little drunk.
A Tuesday night wasted. What?
That's wedding stress.
Oh yeah, and you know, and that's fine. It's whatever. Like, but so he came over, and he's not my friend. I only know him because of my boyfriend. So I like went upstairs and was going to give them their time to like bro out or whatever. But I overheard him saying that he has cold feet.
Like, what kind of cold feet? Like, I don't know if I want to do this. Like, heart to heart, man to man, like, I might be making a big mistake kind of cold feet?
Not totally that. Like, it's nothing to do with the girl specifically. He says that he knows that he's not 100% ready to get married, period, and that he got pressured into it.
So how in any sense of the universe does this impact you?
Okay. So I've actually kind of been in this situation.
Okay.
I have been married before, and it did not last long. And it was the same kind of thing where, like, we had been together for a really long time, and people kept asking us, like, well, when are you going to get married? When are you getting married? Where are you getting married? So we just felt like we should. So we didn't get married because we wanted to. We got married because we felt like we should. And, like, it wasn't a good marriage.
So you think this couple's going to repeat that same mistake, and you could be saving her from that?
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know, but I feel like she should know.
How well do you know the bride?
Not well, honestly. Like, we're more like acquaintances than anything. They're a great couple. Like, we hang out with them. We're like couple friends, but I only know them because of my boyfriend.
So you don't hang out with her one-on-one.
So what you want to do is insert yourself into this transaction, go to the bride and say, hey, I overheard your drunk fiance saying some things that I think you need to know about.
Well, I don't know if I would tell her in person. I was thinking that I would write an anonymous letter.
Ooh. Well, see, I was agreeing with you until the anonymous letter part.
Hold on. You're agreeing?
Well, I think she had something to that because they're about to get married. They're about to make a huge, huge decision that will affect them and their families and their lives forever. And maybe the bride would listen to her, or maybe she wouldn't, but at least she would have the information.
But it's not Allison's place to give the information because she's not friends with the bride and the information wasn't given to her. It was given to her boyfriend.
Then maybe she should ask her boyfriend to say something to the bride or say something to the couple. I feel like it's valuable information that should be shared.
All right, 404-263-0941. Your phone calls are next. JP, who is getting married in 2 weeks, he has a question for you, Allison, so he's going to ask you next. I'm guessing the question is probably the bride's name isn't Heidi, is it?
that's his fiance. Very important thing I want to point out. Very important thing.
All right, okay. 404-263-0941. Jen thinks Allison should do it. I say stay out of it, I think. Your thoughts are needed. You're smarter than we are.
404-263-0941. Should she warn the bride that the groom's got cold feet? We'll talk to you next on Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star
94.1.
If you're just jumping into the Jeff and Jen Show this morning, Allison's on the phone with us. She wants to know if she should warn this bride about the groom's extreme cold feet. She told us that her boyfriend's best friend is the groom. Groom came over and was talking about he's not 100% ready to get married. He got pressured into it. She overheard the conversation. So Allison wants to know, should she go to the bride and tell her what she overheard? And just as we were going into that song there, JP said that he had something important to point out. And this is a good note that JP is getting married at the end of the month. So he's in the midst of this right now.
Yes, he's listening with a little more sensitive ears than the rest of us.
Yes, Allison. So I'm listening to you tell a story and something stuck out that you said. You said you overheard him saying, I'm not ready. As somebody that's getting married in about a little more than 2 weeks, I'm not ready could mean I'm not financially ready, because guess what? I'm probably not financially ready to get married in 2.5 weeks. But if I'm drunk and saying stuff, I'm like, I don't know, man. I might not be ready. And you might have just heard that out of earshot and out of context.
Right.
And if you like go as far as writing an anonymous letter and possibly being the catalyst to break this up over something you might have heard or might have not heard out of context, that's pretty heavy right there.
But I am shocked at these phone calls. Kelsey in McDonough says, insert yourself.
I say that she should definitely either talk to the groom or definitely say something to the bride, because marriage is really important. And, you know, even if she talks to the groom to maybe elaborate on what he meant, because it's really important, and a lot of people want to get married and it'd be the only marriage, and if something happened, that'd be horrible. So if she had that on her conscience, I think that she would really be upset about it.
She doesn't even know the bride.
I know, but the bride can do with it what she wants. At least then she has it. And
are you on that side?
I mean, I have had some real conversations with friends before they got married.
With who?
Friends.
Okay.
And said the question, like, are you sure? Are you sure? Like, make sure you're 100% sure.
All right, Allison, let me ask you a question about your relationship with the bride. Do you have her cell phone number, or would you have to get it from someone?
I would have to get it from someone.
Okay. She might be too far out of the inner circle, but I still think that it's important to, I don't know.
Stephanie,
this is tough.
Stephanie in Atlanta, talk some sense into Allison and Jen, please.
Yeah, I think that by her telling her what she knows, that this is going to destroy her excitement, her dream of getting married. So I think it's not her place to say anything.
But Stephanie, it's not a dream. It's reality.
No.
It's like the wedding day is your dream day. Okay, so after one day, then what?
How about this?
She's married to a guy who doesn't want to be married to her.
Right. And then what happens? They get divorced, and then she gets to have 2 dream days. So you're denying her 2 dream days by telling her to run away from this one.
That is a really weird argument.
Macy and Marietta. Two is always better than one.
I don't think she should enter herself. I think if anything, the boyfriend could talk to the soon-to-be husband and be like, hey, man, I know you said this the other night. What were you thinking about it? Are you sure you're having cold feet? and then it could end from there. But I don't think she should enter herself. I think she's going to get into a lot of drama, and I just don't think it's her place. I think it should be just the couple.
Keisha in Lithonia, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Your thoughts, please.
I think that she should have her boyfriend talk to the friend or the girlfriend or both, just to avoid drama in her own relationship.
So you say to avoid drama, you trust a man to deliver a sensitive message. Keisha.
Yes.
Think about what you're saying, woman.
I'm thinking about the other girl. I'm thinking about her. As a woman, we have to stick together as women. We do.
Right, because that bride's about to marry a guy who's not sure he wants to marry her. Doesn't she deserve that information?
All right, is this a conversation we can continue on Facebook, Kelly Cheese?
Yeah, I just posted it up on our Facebook page, at Jeff and Jen Show. Great place to drop your opinion in right there, because Allison can go back and read through all the messages and then decide what she's going to do.
Good luck with it, Allison.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. She hates us. She's like, I just wanted to call up and have people 100% on my side, and y'all gave me different opinions, and I do not like you.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.